We have Officer Billy Ingalls with us this morning from the Pekin Police Department. This is National Recovery Month, and Pekin Police have been involved with the Gateway Foundation for a while with a program called Safe Passage. Billy, can you tell us what that involvement is and really what you've been doing?
Safe Passage is a program that the chief implemented when he came to the department. It was started in September of 2016, and what that means is any resident of Pekin that needs help ending their addiction on drugs can come in. They can turn over their drugs, paraphernalia, anything like that to us, not be charged for it. They'll just be a clean slate. They can turn it into us, and we will set them up with Gateway. Gateway works with us and puts them into a treatment program. And they'll accept them as long as they meet all the criteria.
And what is the criteria for that program?
Criteria. They have to be a citizen of Pekin. They cannot be in active withdrawal from any drug or have any medical issues regarding that. They have to have that cleared before we'll put them in the program. They have to be 18 years or older or have parent consent to do so. They can't be convicted of any more than 3 criminal violations, drug-related. They can't have any outstanding warrants.
So the program is just help to get them clean and back into a healthier life? Is that really what it's about?
Yeah, that's what it's about. And not having, by them turning in their drugs or drug paraphernalia and not being charged with that criminally, I think that's a big boost for people because, you know, they're able to get rid of it. They're not going to have it when they get out of rehab, which, you know, gives them a step up. Because obviously if they still have it at their house, then it's going to be available to them and they're going to want to use more. So, by turning it in and not be charged with it, it's a big plus for this program. But it's for them to get the help through Gateway that they need so they can live a productive life.
So the drugs that they would be turning in would be illicit drugs. What would some of those be?
Like meth, heroin, OxyContin, any of your drugs like that, your opiates.
Okay, and if people have questions and want to learn more about the program, where can they go to find information?
So we on the city website, we have under the police department a tab for our heroin initiative and safe passage program. They can go on there and look and everything that I just explained regarding the different exceptions and they can get on there and see what needs to be done, what they can do.
Okay, and the police department also has a Facebook page that has information?
Well, the Facebook page, I do post periodically, that we do have the Safe Passage program. So they can go to that and probably just in the search engine put Safe Passage and it would pop up.
All right, Billy Ingalls with the Pekin Police Department. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.